Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 377, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
It's another week. It's happened so quickly.
I know.
I read another book. It was
Did you?
Like,
did you?
It was about 360 pages or something, but it was really big font.
I feel like they're the good in-betweeners.
That's exactly what I was using it for.
That's what my last one was. It wasn't big font. It was almost felt like a mini book, like the size of the book itself.
What are they called? Novella? A novella?
Well, no, it was a real novel. It's just the print run was this tiny little itty bitty book. But I finished it in a couple of days.
Oh.
It was good. Like, it was a page turner. It was a page turner, not a page turner.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Became
sure,
really
sure.
Aussie.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, no worries. We've watched the latest White Lotus episode. We've watched that, so we'll do a little bit of a chat about that, maybe a little bit of spoiler chat, maybe?
Yeah, unless you've watched the episode.
And then it won't be a spoiler and it'd be more like a reminder and we'll say something, you'll be like, oh, that's right. Yeah, that was in there.
Or you'd be like, you idiots, you missed that clue.
How did you not realise? Sorry, I must have been playing Wordle at that point in time. You know how it is. We've watched the same show that we were disappointed that we didn't like it as much as we should have.
Yeah, I had high hopes.
Yeah, me too. So that's not a thing. And
I watched something that I really liked.
Oh, you did?
Surprisingly, really liked. So,
all right. Well, we'll have to find out.
Strap in for that one.
Yeah, more about that straight after what we like to call the
In a world that time forgot, we are the Watchers.
I saw an article on Deadline about the best movies that are going to be on Netflix this month. And I was like, oh, cool. And I started reading. And I was like, yeah, okay. And then I went, these are not all new. They're just movies that are new to Netflix, apparently.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it might be worth having a little look at some of them.
I like a list that I like need to get through. List.
Yeah, same. So there's a movie with Millie Bobby Brown because it's Netflix. That's the only thing she'll be in. She must be on a really good contract with them. Chris Pratt's in it as well. It's a film called The Electric State.
I've seen a few trailers and interviews. Can I say something controversial?
Yes.
I don't like her.
Mm.
She's on my list.
Oh, on the list?
Well, okay, she's tiptoeing on the list. But
right.
I really enjoyed her in the beginning of Stranger Things.
Mm. But there's something about her in real life that you don't. Okay.
I'll watch this and see if she changes my opinion.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, okay. Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, that's coming out as well. I want to know more about that one. There were some old school films like 50 First Dates and Wedding Crashers that are also coming out to Netflix.
Gosh, I can't wait to see them. They sound like they're going to be amazing. Great.
Have I seen Wedding Crashers? I would have.
Leo, yes.
I've definitely seen. I just don't remember it. I remember who's in it, obviously.
Isla Fisher's in it. If you remember her, then you'll remember the movie.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Guy with the voice. Like I said, did I go done there? Guy with the voice. So keep a lookout. I want to watch The Electric State. I might watch it to talk about next week because it comes out, I think, on the 14th.
Do it.
That's soon, actually. It's nearly mid-March. Ridiculous.
Crazy.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Crazy.
Speaking of ridiculous, John Goodman, he was injured whilst filming a movie with Tom Cruise.
Oh, no.
I know.
What happened?
So he was, okay, do you want, I might as well just do the spokesperson voice from Warner Brothers.
Go on.
Actor John Goodman experienced a hip injury. He received immediate medical attention that led to a brief delay in shooting to allow him time to recover. The production resumes shooting next week following John's full recovery. Notice there was no emotion in there at all?
Yeah. Well, hip is a bit ouchy.
Yeah, it's a minor injury, but the bloke's 72 and I think that any time hip and is mentioned in an injury fashion at that age, you're a little bit worried, right? Mm. But he's supposed to be back on set already.
He might have slipped and just landed on his hip and, you know, mobility is a bit hard when you're in pain.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point. So get better and can't wait to hear more about it. John Goodman and Tom Cruise. Do you reckon they would have done a film before together? They've both been in a lot.
No.
Okay. All right.
I've got nothing to back that up with.
The end of that conversation. Lucy Punch has a great name, but she was also the main star in Amanda Land. And she's now going to be a series regular in a new show for AMC over in the US. Now, it's set in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And it'll be about an ethically compromised tech CEO who outruns reputational damage as he tries to rescue his company from the brink of failure by all means necessary.
Ooh.
He's dragged into chaos. Oh, sorry. He drags his family into chaos and also his kids' elite prep school. And Lucy Punch plays the tech CEO, the wife.
Okay.
Who looks like she might be having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds like it might be a bit of a comedy.
That's what I was sort of
if you got her
imagining.
Yeah, a bit of a comedy. Would you like to get into some watching suggestions?
Of course.
I would like to as well.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
Should we do White Lotus first?
All right, let's do it.
This is episode 3 of White Lotus, not of this podcast. You know, I think this is episode 399 of all episodes because you know how summer specials?
Yeah, yeah.
I think we're getting close to actually doing 400. That's insane.
Stop it.
Insane. But episode 3 of season 3 of The White Lotus, we had the masseuse. Mm-hmm. Is that the female version of massage person or masseur?
I don't know.
Well, the lady from
Belinda
series 1. Yep. She is over there. Looks like she might be having a little bit of a holiday romance. I think it's going to happen.
I thought it was going to happen.
And then then they both got really awkward. Like, so maybe episode 4 is maybe when that will happen. But
she's going to let her guard down. Oh, goodness.
Now, she saw dodgy guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Gary?
Greg?
Greg.
I don't know.
Bald guy who was Jennifer Coolidge's husband. And she was like, oh, you were in Hawaii. And he said, no, I wasn't. And she was
because they call him Gary, don't they?
That's it. That's what it is.
Yeah, but he's really Greg, yes.
And she was just like, yes, you were. Like her face was like, yes, you were there. Mm-hmm. You were. And then she kind of walked away and he looked like he was seething with anger.
He is a complex character.
He's gonna crack it in
there. Oh, he's going to crack it.
There was a cobra bite. That was quickly resolved. I thought more was going to come of that, actually.
But
at the snake show?
The second they walked in there, I knew he was going to open the cages.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a loose cannon.
He's a loose cannon. Yeah.
And he blamed the fact that he was high on weed.
So what do you reckon he is? Do you reckon he's like a hired hitman? Do you reckon he's looking for redemption for – he said that his father was murdered. Do you think it's the hotel owner's husband?
Could be. Because 100% he's got nothing to do with whatever film project he was making up.
No.
He was talking to her. That's not a thing.
Not a thing at all. Okay. Fabian, the hotel, is he the manager? Not the owner.
The manager.
That's gonna escalate.
There's more.
Fabian's going to escalate.
There was
isn't
more
he?
About him there. In this episode, it was because I had actually forgotten about him a little bit, and then he kind of came back into it.
But there's got to be some sort of a link, you know. There's got to be something,
Who
funny
is he?
In the character, like which character is the one?
Mm.
And this is what happens when I'm watching The White Lotus, and I really do feel like I need to go back and watch season 1 and 2 purely just to enjoy it again, because what I've realized watching season three is I'm watching every episode going, was that a clue? Who's going to die? Are they going to be the killer? Are they going to die? Which, oh no, that person's going to die. What's going to happen there? Like, I'm constantly questioning rather than just absorbing it all.
I thought that this was an episode that made it it made it obvious that they were pointing towards the father who's having a panic attack about being arrested the minute he gets back to the US for being dodgy.
Because we have to remember the first episode. What happens is there are gunshots being heard.
Yes, and Belinda's
son
is there. He's not there yet.
I want to say another thing about
okay.
a potential suspect.
Yes.
Monkeys.
Okay. All right. All right. More on all of that next week, I guess.
My gosh, it's so suspenseful.
No. Not us. We're not suspenseful.
No, not at all. Could be more boring if we tried.
I kind of think maybe we should talk about the show that we didn't really like that much.
I think we should, because while we are a suggestions-based content show, podcast.
Yes.
We would not be doing it justice if we didn't say it. We tried it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't our thing.
It just didn't grab me. So the show we're talking about is on Netflix. It's called Zero Day. It has
Robert De Niro
in it, Jesse Plemons, Lizzie Kaplan, Connie Britton. Like,
they're all there. They're all there.
Therefore, I was like, this is going to be really,
but cool concept as well.
Yeah, something has happened. There's been some sort of cyber attack.
Worldwide. The US. No, it was just US, wasn't it?
I think it was just the US.
Just the US, where every single electronic device blacked out and every single phone, iPad, communication device popped up with the same message that said, this will happen again.
Yes.
And then everything just went blank again. Yep. So if you think of the chaos that could happen in, they said it was less than 60 seconds.
Yep.
You know, traffic lights went off.
Mm-hmm. People died.
Train derailed, you know, all sorts of manner of disasters and traumas happened, with even the White House having no clue of
no
who
idea.
It was.
Now, he's an ex-president. And the confusing thing in America is if you're a president, if you have been a president in the past, they still call you Mr. President.
Yeah. Yeah, I found that a bit confusing.
And that is exactly what Robert De Niro is. He's an ex-president and he's been brought in to kind of figure out what's going on, contain it, bring some sort of organizational qualities to it, because Angela Bassett plays the president. She's the actual president. Current president.
That's probably it. I enjoyed that she was cast, but at the same time,
It made me sad.
And it felt quite tokenistic, being that the old white male president was coming in to essentially
save the
be
day.
A consultant and save the day. And I just went, oh, she could do this herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what really turned me off, and I do hate to say it, but it was so American. And that's the thing that I just went, I can't swallow this. I can't. The synopsis is so good, but it's not rich or deep enough. And when Robert De Niro got out of a car in the streets, where was he? Washington, Manhattan?
I think it might have been New York.
Yeah, it might have been Manhattan.
You're talking about the subways.
There's like, you know, a rioting crowd and they're knocking over the barricades and all of that. And he gets out of the crowd and he goes, stop, and gives this speech. And then he's like, okay. And everybody in the crowd just stopped rioting and literally picked up the barricades and put them back into place. And I thought, I can't do this anymore.
I quite enjoyed the little twist at the end of episode one, which is why I gave episode two a go. So I've watched two episodes, but the second episode is still quite slow. I think it's us, not the show. But
yes, I agree. It is us.
Because the cast is so amazing that it has to be good, and maybe it does get good, but I've watched 2 hours of it now.
And you're still not enjoying it.
Yeah, so I'm just moving on.
Yeah. Life is too short to finish a book you don't like or a series you're not enjoying.
Agreed. Yep. So why don't you talk about something that you have liked.
Okay. I watched the movie This Is Us. No, sorry. I lie. That was completely wrong.
Why are you lying?
I watched a movie called It Ends With Us. Now, that title might ring a bell because it is the one involved in the huge controversy of Blake Lively and director Justin Baldoni. The director,
that's right.
Now, I don't know about you, but hearing all of that controversy and having texts leaked and conversations leaked and just the back and forward, like
dirty laundry.
Yes, and mudslinging at each other. I went, I'm not interested in this movie anymore. Even when they were promoting it, it was clear that things were not good between the two of them, or as it was reported, the whole cast and Baldoni. But even how they were talking about the movie, it didn't fit with what it was supposed to be. So call me cynic, but I almost want to say that controversy might be a huge publicity stunt. Okay. Either gone wrong, gone on too long, or just got out of control. I don't know, but it didn't feel like it fit well. And the reason why I say it was initially turned me off watching it, and I know a lot of other people who are like, couldn't be bothered, not getting involved, don't want to watch it. It's really good. The movie is really good.
That's really disappointing then.
And this is what made me think maybe it's a publicity stunt, is that it is so good. It's really raw and confronting. But they're not the biggest name actors that you could possibly get. Could it have been Oscar contention, the story, the photography? It's pretty much up there. Like people, you know, doing characters that are not like themselves, that, like I said, is really raw, that they, you know, do sort of a change of appearance and behavior, that I thought, is that what they were aiming for? Were they trying to make this movie bigger than it could ever be having those two in the stars? Because they're not. Blake Lively's big because of Gossip Girl, but she's big because she's married to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
So it's good. It's really good. It was surprised me because I started just going, oh, look, I'll just give it a go. I'll see what the hype's about. Not long into it, I put my phone down and I never picked it back up again. Oh, wow, that's a big
thing, yeah.
There were moments where I jumped in shocked that I, in shocked, even crying, that it's like tears running down my face and I'm thinking, this is not the movie that I was expecting it to be. I just thought
it was a romantic comedy.
It's not a romantic comedy at all. Isn't that funny? So while I've said that whole bit, the movie It Ends With Us follows a young woman named Lily Blooms who has a kind of a troubled past, not a bad upbringing, but abuse in her past. And, you know, that sort of, what would you call it? That long-standing trauma where it, you kind of push it down until it rears its ugly head and then you kind of got to deal with it. So she's coming back into town because her father has passed away and she's asked to give a eulogy and her mother's like, come on, just say five lovely things about him. Just five things, that's all you need to do. And she was like, okay, yep, I'll do it. The funeral happens, she gets up and she's like, I've got five, these are the five things, my favorite things to speak about my father. Mm. And she pulls out this piece of paper and opens it up and there are five dot points that are empty.
Oh.
And she just sighs and then just walks out of the service. So you're like, oh,
dramatic.
Okay, so there are things happening here. While she's dealing with the death of her father, she meets this man who enters in a very kind of dramatic way into her life and immediately begins to seduce her. And she's sort of like, this is strong. This is heavy. Like, hang on. And then never sees him again. She opens up a flower shop because flowers are her thing. Her name is Lily Bloom, which is hilarious for a florist. And she bumps into this man again, and he essentially just whirlwinds her into a romance, and before she knows it, she's into this big relationship. However, he has a very dark side, and there are moments of domestic violence in this relationship, and it alludes to what has happened in her past as a child. As I said, it's really raw. There are moments that are incredibly uncomfortable to watch, not because of the bad, like it's not bad acting, it's not bad filming, it's not bad scripts, nothing like that. It's just awkward to watch because and uncomfortable because it's really hard to digest and be confronted by that. You can tell it's a book because it has a beautiful narrative sequence, and yeah, it blew me away. I was not expecting it.
I didn't expect you to say that.
But I would, I'd say if you are looking for something rich in context and you want a really good story, watch it. Put the rest of the rubbish, the publicity, all of that away. But I do have to say, I've never thought anything of Blake Lively. I've never thought she was bad, good, in between. She was really good in this. Really good. So it's a must watch, I would say.
Okay. Where did you see it?
On Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Okay. Fantastic. I think the best way to celebrate that would probably be with a quiz.
Let's do it.
And it's a quiz that isn't about her.
Ah, yeah, because I didn't tell you what I watched. So that would be a really, really big coincidence.
We were talking about Millie Bobby Brown, who's almost on your list, and how she's in a film with Chris Pratt. And I was like, okay, let's have a look at some of Chris Pratt's characters' names.
Oh, I'm going to be shocking. I'm going to say a movie,
and I'm going to give you an either or.
I'm going to be so bad at this.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I'm so bad at this.
Is it Gary or Peter?
Peter.
Yes. Jurassic World Dominion. Is it Owen or Ronan?
Owen.
Yes.
Yes.
Parks and Rec. Oh. Is it Andy or Chad?
Andy.
Yes.
Yes.
He was.
I've got 3 for 3 so far.
Rapid fire.
And I've only seen Parks and Rec. I'm just guessing.
He was in that movie Her. Do you remember with Joaquin
Scarlett
Phoenix?
Johansson.
Yeah. Was his character's name Alan or Paul?
Paul.
Yes. The Tomorrow War. John or Dan?
Dan.
Yes.
You've got one more. One more. You've got one
more. The Lego Movie.
Yeah.
Is it Emmett or Garrett?
I don't know.
Emmett.
Yes!
Well done.
Six of six. Oh, my gosh. That was – I'm grinning from ear to ear.
The last one I was like, please get it right.
Wanted to say Emmett, and I was like, Garrett's like a really dorky name. It's really dorky. And then I'm like, no.
Garrett. Garrett is like a last name, but so is Emmett. Right? Isn't Emmett the last?
I don't know.
Garrett's the last name.
But I thought it's Chris Pratt. They probably don't want to go too middle-aged man Garrett.
Hear what you're saying.
So he's an Emmett.
Yeah, he is an Emmett.
That's why I went with Dan, not John as well.
Oh, yeah. The reason I put John in was because of Keanu's characters are either always John or Jack.
Yeah.
A little reference and shout out to that one.
Well, was he Bill or Ted?
Ted. Yeah, he was Ted.
Isn't that a short? Oh, no, never mind.
For Theodore.
Or Edward, isn't it? No?
Well, maybe.
I don't know. That connection to John would only make sense to you and us. That's why I didn't say it.
Fair. That's really fair. We've got to go and boil potatoes to put on top of a shepherd's pie now. So, Stephanie, thank you very much. Oh, no, on that note, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris Pratt.